Blog Talk Radio.
Me say summer we blessed till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead dead. Imagine cause I start to cast up around what I want to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, happy peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late and the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican and food in a Dutch pot. And from the news, the devil can't touch that. Just see Satan to get back. And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be the top.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me today. Truly, God is good. He is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. And I'm just so thankful for every opportunity that I get to minister to you and to study the Word of God with you. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, we just give you glory and honor and praise. We magnify your holy name. Lord, we thank you again for this time of fellowship. We thank you again for this time that we are able to praise your holy name. Father, we realize that we cannot make it without you, but each and every day we need you more and more, O God. Strengthen your people right now. Touch them, Lord God. Lord, you know the hearts and the minds of your people. You understand everything about them. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you right now. We give you glory. We praise you right now, Lord, for special strength. For someone right now who is needing special strength. We thank you right now for remembering that little girl, that little boy that is in need of shelter and food. We thank you, Lord God, for remembering that family that has been in turmoil. We pray for full restoration of that family right now. I pray, oh God, for your people listening from all over the world, oh God, in the nations, north, south, east, and west. Father, you know every nation by name. You know every people and you know every language that they speak. I pray for your people, oh God, that you would remember them. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them in their individual homes. Bless them in their individual ministries that they do for you. Lord God, bless, Lord, those that are sick and shut in, those that cannot leave their homes, but they worship inside of their homes. I pray, oh God, that you'd remember them. Oh God, remember the families, Lord Jesus, the ones that are looking to you because you are our helper, you are our strength. And Lord, we realize that we need you each and every day. Oh Lord, remember your people right now. Lord, you're a shelter in the time of storm. And Lord God, you are our shelter right now. You are our rock right now. And Father, we look to you, hallelujah, giving you glory and honor and praise right now. We bless your holy name, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for your people. I pray, oh God, that you would continue to encourage them each and every day, Lord God. Encourage them, Lord God. Father, give them, oh God, that renewed desire, Lord, to keep going, that renewed desire to continue preaching and teaching the word of God. Father, remember your people right now. And I thank you today for revival that is beginning in the hearts, revivals that is beginning in the homes right now, revival that is beginning in the churches right now. I thank you for a people that are renewed in strength, renewed in vigor, renewed in determination to serve you. I thank you right now, oh God, for each and every one of them. And I pray, dear Lord, oh, that they would feel your love and that they would feel your warmth and they would feel your arms around them right now. Oh, dear Jesus, renew them right now. And Father, I just praise your name. Oh God, for that healing balm of Gilead. Oh God, that is touching someone right now. Oh, hallelujah. Father, that they're being healed of that upper respiratory problems right now. They're being healed of AIDS and cancer right now. Oh God, they're being healed of leprosy right now. Oh, we thank you for their healing in the name of Jesus. Blindness is leaving right now in the name of Jesus. Father, those evil spirits that have been oppressing their minds right now, oh God, it's leaving right now in the name of Jesus. We command them to be set free right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that one that was on the verge of giving up, Lord, they're holding on right now. We just give you praise and glory and honor, Lord, and we say thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, thank you so much for praying with me. Thank you so much for making a decision to study with me, even for just a few minutes on today. Turn your Bible with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, we're going to look at chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. If I could just say it again in Spanish, San Mateo, capítulo 7, versículo 7 a 11. St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. 7 a 11. All right. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it, receive it, and he that seek it, find it, and to him that knock it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Dear friend, our topic for today is just ask, just ask. So, in other words, God wants us to remember to just ask him. So, in other words, we trust him for everything that we have need of. But although we trust him, the Lord wants us to open up our mouth and just ask. So, dear friend, is there something that you have need of today? Is there something that your family has need of today? I want you to remember, I want you to understand that if you would but ask, God is ready and willing to listen to your prayer request. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now, dear friend, when I was young, or much younger than I am today, there was a game that we played called hide and seek. You would hide and someone would come looking for you, seeking you. Now, because we were children, we did not know how to hide very well. And so eventually that person would come and they would find us. Dear friend, when we bring our prayer requests to God, I want you to know that God is not hiding anything from us. We are not seeking out trying to find what God has hidden from us. But when God says, ask, seek, What he's saying to us is that we must take time out of our busy schedule to pray. We must take time out of our busy schedule to seek his face. We must take time out of our busy schedules to sit for a few minutes in the presence of God so that he can speak to us. And so when he tells us to ask, what he's saying is open up your mouth and begin to pray. Open up your mouth and begin to communicate. One of the things that fails a lot of relationships, a lot of marriages, is the fact that the two people, the husband and the wife, do not communicate very well. Sometimes the woman is saying one thing and the husband does not understand what she's saying, or the husband is communicating something and the wife does not understand what she's saying. And because of that, their cross-communication, they're not communicating well enough with each other. Sometimes they do not understand each other's needs, and because they do not understand each other's needs, sometimes one or the other turns to other people outside of their marriage to meet their needs. That is contrary, of course, to the Bible, for a husband and wife to turn to other people to meet their needs. Ideally, what God wants is for whatever needs that the husband or the wife had, that they can work together so that they can meet each other's needs. It is part of the communicating process. Well, dear friend, God, as our Heavenly Father, wants to meet our needs. He wants us to learn how to communicate with him so that he can communicate back to us and meet our every need. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. So in other words, God just wants us to communicate our needs so that he will know how to meet our needs. Now, dear friend, you might ask me, well, God is sovereign. God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. He is everywhere. He knows everything. He knows all about our needs. This is quite true, dear friend. But even so, God still wants us to open up our mouth. Now, some of us have very big mouths, and we're able to communicate everything that we need to everyone around us. But yet, we say, well, God knows my heart. I don't have to tell him. Now, how is it, dear friend, that we can communicate to everyone around us, our family, our friends, our children, and everyone, what we need, but yet when it comes to God, we don't want to talk? That is not something that God wants, dear friend. God wants us to open up our mouths and to say, dear Lord, this is what I need. I praise you. I appreciate all that you have done for me. But, Lord, there is just this one thing that I am in need of. Now, I can tell you, dear friend, that one of the things that I have communicated to God on behalf of myself and my family and the ministry that or ministries that I have been doing is that I have said to the Lord, dear Lord, I want to live debt-free. I would like my mortgage paid off, whether it's this house that I'm living in or perhaps another house that I'm able to purchase or someone donates to the ministry. I want to be debt-free. I want to be able to live in a house that is comfortable, paid off, so that I can focus on ministry and I don't have to focus on paying a mortgage each month and all of these other things. I want my debts to be very, very small so that my full focus can be on helping families and reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that is something that I have openly said to the Lord in my heart, and lately I have started verbalizing it to the people around me. I want to live debt-free. I want to live in a way that my worries are not on the things of this world, but I can focus all my attention on preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, dear friend, your needs or your wishes, your requests for God might be different from mine. Your focus might not be on just preaching the gospel and what have you. Your focus might be on simply getting a car or getting into your first home. Whatever your challenge is or your request is for God, God understands, dear friend, and he knows your heart, but he still wants you to communicate those wishes to him. So God heard my prayer request that I want to be debt free, and my other prayer request would be for my daughter to be able to participate fully in the ministry because of the fact that she's in good health, both physically and emotionally, spiritually, and what have you. And so God knows that those are some of my prayer requests. And, of course, I have some other prayer requests that I will not share on the air, you know, that are quite maybe perhaps a little bit more personal. But I want you to know, dear friend, that God knows your specific prayer requests. He knows what's on your heart. He knows the desires of your heart, and all he wants for you to do is to communicate with him. Take a moment out of your schedule and talk to God. Have a dialogue with him. Let him understand and know that you recognize him as sovereign God, that he is Lord over everything. You recognize that he is your personal father, your Abba, that you can go to in prayer, and that you understand that he can meet your every need. Because, dear friend, I believe that's why some people don't go to God and ask him for the things that they have need of, because they don't fully understand that God can meet their need. You see, when you realize that God can meet your every need, then you will start to talk to him more. And so when we make excuses as to why we don't communicate with God more, the reason why we're making those excuses is because somewhere in our hearts we don't fully believe that God can do what God said that he can do. Dear friend, when you start believing that God can do anything, wow, your list of things that you will bring to God will just grow. When you realize that God owns everything, that God is a multimillionaire, amen, that he owns everything, and that there's nothing too hard for God to do, then you will realize that your problem is not too large for God. You will realize that whatever you need, amen, that God is able to provide it. You know, one of the things that I have on my list is not only to do radio, but also to do television. I did a little bit of television a few years back, and now I'm ready to go back on television. God knows that's the desire of my heart, to reach the world through preaching and teaching the gospel, not only on radio, but also on television. You see, God knows my heart. He knows that I want to preach and to teach the gospel, whether it's through writing books or on the radio or on television. It is my heart's desire to continue preaching the gospel, to continue telling people that Jesus loves them. Dear friend, whatever the desire of your heart is to serve God, to give him glory in your life, God understands and he sees you and he knows you. But you must first begin to communicate with the Lord. Talk to him as a friend. Talk to him as your Abba, as your father, as the one that you know that really hears you, that really understands your heart, that really listens to you. God is your daddy. He is your personal daddy, and he wants you to communicate with him. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Now, dear friend, I would be the first to admit that not everyone who knocks on my front door to my house, that I open the door for them. There are some people who knock on my door, and I might peek out the window, and I don't know who they are. And if I don't know who they are, I'm not going to open my door, because it is not safe to open the door to strangers when you don't know who's on the opposite side of the door, especially if it's, you know, in the middle of the night or something like that. If someone knocks on your door and you don't know who it is, it would not make sense to open your door to a stranger in the middle of the night. But dear friend, even in the middle of the day, if someone knocks on my door and I look out and I don't know who that is, chances are I'm not going to open my door either, because it's just not safe to do so. But one of the beautiful things to me has always been that when God tells us to knock on his door, that he already knows us in advance. And so when we knock on his door, he is going to open up the door to us. He is going to receive us into his loving arms. He is going to receive us into his embrace. And so when I knock on God's door, I don't have to be afraid that he is not going to open the door to me, because whenever I knock, he is going to open that door. And so, dear friend, I want to encourage you to ask, to seek, to knock, because God is waiting for you. He is waiting for you to seek him more. He is waiting for you to pray more. He is waiting for you to sit in his presence so that he can refresh you, so that he can revive you, so that he can stir up your heart and stir up that ministry that is already in your belly about to be birthed. You know, he has already given you creative ideas. He has already given you some ideas for businesses and for books and different things like that for you to continue preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has already been speaking to your heart about the things that you need to do to change your life. He has already been speaking to you about the things that you need to do to allow God to fully be in control of your life. He has already been speaking to you about the things that you need to do to honor him and to give him glory. Dear friend, allow God to be Lord of your life in every area of your life. You know, over the years, the biggest challenge for me has always been financially, that I'm still learning and ever learning how to fully surrender my finances and every area of my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone is different. You know, what you might struggle with is different from what I might struggle with. All of us have different areas of our lives that we might say, Lord, you know, I'm not fully surrendered in this area. Dear friend, I don't know what area of your life you're struggling with. I don't know what you have been saying. I still need to surrender this to God. But whatever it is, dear friend, surrender it to God. Give it to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's calling you right now to serve him in righteousness, to serve him in truth. He's calling you right now to truly be that light in the midst of darkness, to truly be that salt in a world that needs to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, in a world that still needs to be directed, in a world that wants to direct itself, but we recognize that we cannot direct ourselves. We need God to direct us. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to feel fulfilled and to do great and magnificent things. Dear friend, today is that day that you give everything over into the hands of the Lord. Today is that day that you must recognize that God is calling you to do great things, but you must recognize that you cannot do it without Jesus Christ at the helm of your life and at the helm of your family. Jesus Christ must be Lord of your life. He must be Lord of your family. Look at verse 8, Matthew chapter 7, verse 8. It says, For everyone, not just for some people, but for everyone that asks it, receive it. And he that seek it, find it. And to him that knock it, it shall be opened. The Bible says everyone that comes to God will receive. You know, there are some folks that come to God and they're so afraid because they said, you know, I've done so many things in my life that I should be ashamed of. But the Bible doesn't say everyone come, but some people are going to be turned away. It says everyone that comes will receive. So that means that you don't have to be ashamed to come to God. You don't have to hold your head down to come to God. You can come to God. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ just as you are. Because when you come just as you are, then God forgives you of your sins. He transforms you. He changes you. And he is the one who makes you over. He is the one that cleanses you from all unrighteousness. The Bible says, he that seeketh, find it. Wow. He that seeketh, find it. You know what I think about when I hear that? I think about me walking along the beach with one of those treasure finders, you know, one of those metal detectors. And for every so many feet, you know, I find like diamonds hitting in the sand. You know, I'm sure it's everyone's dream, those who are treasure hunters, to get one of those metal detectors and go out there on the beach and to find all kinds of beautiful things hidden in the beach. You know, those are people who they just love to go on treasure hunts, and they find all these beautiful things hidden in their backyard and hidden on the beaches and what have you. But isn't it even more beautiful, dear friend, to know that there is a hidden treasure within us that God is looking to find, that hidden treasure within us that he says, you are so beautiful, and I have made you in my image, and all I want is to bring out that beauty that's within you, that beauty that is hidden underneath all that stuff that you have been, you know, hidden behind, that stuff that I want to get off of your life, that stuff that I want to get out of that closet, all that stuff, God wants to get rid of it. He says, knock. I'm going to open some new opportunities for you. I'm going to open some new doors for you. I'm going to bring you into that season where you're blessed, where you're living in the overflow, where you're not struggling from paycheck to paycheck. You're not struggling from crisis to crisis, but you're living in peace. You're living in calm. You're living understanding that God has already met every need that you have. He's already a provider. He's already solved your problems, and that everything is going to be all right. Dear friend, I don't know what you've been facing this past week, this past year, or maybe in the past 2 or 3 years, maybe in the past 5 years. Perhaps it's been a challenge for you. But I want you to know, dear friend, that God is bringing you into that season of overflow right now. All you have to do is ask, Lord, I need you to change my circumstances. I need you to turn things around for me. I want to have enough money in my pocket to have an overflow. In other words, enough money for me and everyone that I come in contact with, that I can give away money and still have money. You know what I mean? A lot of times, you know, and some people might tune me off here, you know, don't want to hear this, but guess what? A lot of times, some of us don't say, I don't want to be wealthy, I just want to have enough. Dear friend, let me tell you something about the wealthy. God gives wealth to those who he knows can handle wealth. He gives money to those who he knows can handle money. Now, I don't know when he's going to start giving me money that's overflowing to the point where I can just keep giving and giving and giving and still have enough for myself and for generations to come. I don't know when he's going to do that, but I know that if or when I get to that point in my life that God thinks that I can handle it, he's going to give it to me, because he knows that whatever he gives to me, I give it away. Because I feel that when I am blessed, the people around me should be blessed also. Dear friend, God knows your heart. He knows whether you're selfish or whether you are giving, whether you are merciful to the people around you. And so if you're looking for wealth, don't look for wealth to be wealthy, but ask God to bless you in such a way so that you can be a blessing to the kingdom. If God sees your heart and knows that you are going to be a blessing to the kingdom, then he is going to bless you with money overflowing. He's going to bless you with houses. He's going to bless you with land. But if all you're seeking is houses and land and money, and God knows that once he gives it to you, you're not going to bless anybody with what you have, then, dear friend, you're asking in vain, because he's not going to give it to you. But when God looks at your heart and sees that your heart is pure and that you're going to turn around and bless people, you're going to turn around and give clothes and shoes and land, and you're going to give food, and you're going to reach those who are needy, and you're going to open up schools and orphanages and all these types of things to help those in need, then, dear friend, you don't even have to ask God twice, because God sees your heart, and he is going to open up the windows of heaven, and he is going to bless you in such a way that you will not be able to contain it. I pray that you have receive this message and that you understand fully the message that was being conveyed to you today, that God wants to bless you, but God wants you to seek him with a pure heart. He wants you to seek him with a pure intention, that you want to give God glory. Dear friend, God blesses those who he knows will turn around and give him glory, will not take the glory for themselves. Dear friend, we cannot take the glory for ourselves. We cannot take God's glory for our own self. God must get the glory. Amen. Oh, I feel the anointing of God right now. God must get the glory. Dear friend, if you're trying to take the glory for yourself, it will not work. God must get the glory. Whatever it is that you're doing in your life, put God first. Put his kingdom first, and you will see great and magnificent things happening in your family, in your children's lives. You will see that overflow blessing moving in your family right now. Dear friend, whatever you have need of, God is already supplying that need right now. The Bible went on to say that if those around you are evil and they know how to give to their children, then how much more does our Heavenly Father know how to give good things to them that ask him? Dear friend, God wants to give you good things. But one of the questions that we have to ask is, when he does give you something good, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the blessings that God gives to you? What are you going to do towards those who are less fortunate than you? Are you wanting God to bless you so that you can keep those blessings to yourself? Are you wanting God to bless you so that you could share that abundance with others? I want you to ask yourself that question. And once you come up with the right answer, and the right answer is that God wants to bless you so that you could turn around and bless someone else, then, dear friend, I guarantee you, because it is in the Word of God, I guarantee you that God will bless you and that you will walk in fruitfulness. You will walk in the overflow blessings of God, because God sees your heart and sees that you want to be a blessing to the people around you. Dear friend, I thank you for listening today. I thank you for studying the Word of God with me, and I pray that you will continue to be blessed. Our closing thoughts are, persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can, and what you believe, you can achieve. Our closing verse is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear friend, if you have not confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I invite you today to ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And serve him today. Give him your heart. Give him your life. I have been serving the Lord for, I believe it has been over 30 years now, and I'm still young. Amen. I still love the Lord, and dear friend, it has been a wonderful journey for me serving the Lord, and I want to invite you to join me in serving the true and the living God. His name is Jesus Christ, and I invite you to serve him. You will never regret being a Christian. You will never regret being a child of God. He loves you, dear friend. He cares about you. And let us pray. Dear Lord, we just give you glory and honor and praise today. I thank you for those that are studying with me around the world. I thank you for those who faithfully listen to this broadcast. I pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless them, touch their families, touch their bodies. I pray for strength right now, oh God, for myself, for my daughter, oh God, for my family, oh God, my mother and my brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, Lord God, my cousins in the UK, my cousins in Jamaica, and Lord God, and in other countries around the world, oh God. I've got family everywhere, Lord God, because whoever loves the Lord Jesus Christ is a family member to me. And I pray, Lord God, for my brothers and my sisters and all my mothers and my fathers everywhere, oh God, and all my sons and my daughters all over the world, oh God, that you would bless them right now. I pray, oh God, that they would be anointed, Lord God, to preach and to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I send a special impartation out to them right now. Lord God, that you would bless them. Lord God, that you would bless the fruit of their hands, oh God, the fruit of their loins right now, oh God. Lord God, that they will be fruitful and prosper right now. I pray for them right now, Lord Jesus, that you would touch their finances. I pray, oh God, that you would touch them on their jobs, oh God, that they would be innovative and creative on their jobs. Oh God, that they would come to work on time, Lord God, that they would do what they need to do once they get there, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for all of God's children, Lord God, that we would be, Lord, examples, Lord God, on the job and off the job, and Lord God, in our families, oh God, at our churches, Lord God. Lord God, that we would be examples, Lord God, to others who need positive role models, that we would be truly children of God. The Bible says that we should know them by their fruit, oh God. Lord Jesus, help Christians everywhere to act like Christians, to live like Christians, to behave like Christians, to show love to one another as Christians should. Father, oh God, I pray that your people everywhere, Lord God, those that are in countries where they are not free to worship, Lord God, that you'll remember them, God, that you would strengthen them. And I pray, oh God, for your people, Lord, that would remember how much you love us, how much you care about us, and that we would continue, Lord God, to let others know that you care about them. Lord, remember your people. I pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Rheumatoid arthritis right now is being healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, back spasms right now in the name of Jesus. That's being healed right now. In the name of Jesus. I thank you right now that you're healing, that you're delivering. Oh, God, I thank you, God. That one that has anxiety attacks right now, you're healing in the name of Jesus. Someone right now has been suffering from laryngitis. They haven't been able to sing, Lord God, how they normally sing. I pray for healing right now in their lungs right now, that their, Lord, their vocal cords would be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Some nodes have shown up on their vocal cords right now, God. I pray, Lord, that the healing, that they disappear right now in the name of Jesus. And someone has cervical cancer right now. I know that you're healing right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for that good report right now, Lord God, that for their healing right now. It's disappearing right now. That tumor is disappearing right now. And I thank you for complete healing in the name of Jesus. Someone has just been diagnosed with a rare disease in their arteries right now. I don't know the name of the disease, but it's a rare disease that it's very rare. People hardly ever get it, but they've just been diagnosed with it, and I thank you for healing them right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Misha, someone has been having trouble walking. I think it's a situation where in your ankles, something has developed in both of your ankles, in both feet. You're being healed right now in the name of Jesus. I believe that the muscles are being healed right now, and some problems that you were having with the bone structure in those ankles is snapping back into place. You're being healed right now. Your walking is going to improve. And I thank you right now for healing that person in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and glory and honor right now for complete healing and deliverance for your people right now. Oh, God, impartation, a special impartation upon their lives right now. God, that they'll be able to pray for the sick will be healed. Lord God, that one, give them boldness to preach and to teach. Lord God, they're living in a big city right now, and they have been desirous to walk and to preach and to teach, even on the buses and different places like that. Give them boldness right now to preach and to teach in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord God, for that one that has been crying. And I don't know why they've been crying. The tears have just been flowing, just some real sadness. But God, I pray, Lord, for that one right now, that you'll revive their heart, renew their joy, renew their strength right now, God, that the sadness, that melancholy, oh God, that has that despondency that has been on them for weeks now, Lord, it is broken right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I rebuke that spirit of depression in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for reviving them right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Jesus. Bless your people once again, I pray. I thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Listen now to Patrick Sinyosi from Kenya. Praise him.
Na 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 na.
I am proud to be one. I believe he died for my sin. That's why I am there. And I'm relieved from the very wild of sin. My troubles are too far, and I've been made easy. Hey, to lift up your hand, to lift up your voice, I'm telling you what I see. Because if you are imagine something, stand up and pray. It's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, praise him. No matter what I say, no matter what I play, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, in the house of the Lord we gonna worship him. Keep what I blame, it's all gonna be the same.
Made up my mind, oh, with Jesus strong.
bless you. I thank you so much for studying with me. You've been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed, and the show is called Vision, and I pray that you'll study with us again. God bless you. May the peace of God be with you. Second Chance Ministries.
It's the summer we're blessed till we're full. Me a funny girl, the blessings are running down. Me a dead, imagine cause I'm tossing out the cup of our love.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm free. Hey! Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. In my life, a pure peace and happiness. In my face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one-minded. I'm the one-minded to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed to be blessed. Too anointed to be blessed.